Let's talk a specific breed of cattle, drought management, market recaps. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us as we ranch it up. I'm your host, I'm your producer, Jeff Tigger Earhart.
Tigger.
A big thank you goes out to our partners, the American Simmental Association, the IGS Feeder Profit Calculator, Circle S Ranch, Downtown Threads, Oklahoma, DLCC Ranch, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Ranch House Coffee, RFD TV, The Cowboy Channel, and Wrangler. Today's Cow Country News is brought to us by Wrangler. Wrangler, the official shirt and jean endorsed by the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. Cow Country News, you know, the cow stuff. Our top news story, Senator Chuck Grassley, alongside senators from Montana, North Dakota, Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Oregon, and New Jersey, reintroduced 5014 legislation. The bill aims to increase competition and transparency in the fed cattle market by requiring packers to procure a fraction of their cattle in the cash market. The USCA, the United States Cattlemen's Association President Brooke Miller, said that this legislation, the 5014 or spot market bill, follows legislation already supported by the USCA, the Cattle Market Transparency Act of 2021, introduced by Senator Deb Fisher of Nebraska. Now, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the NCBA's response to legislation is not as favorable. The NCBA issued the following announcement saying, NCBA has and will continue to work alongside our affiliates, Congress, and the USDA to increase price discovery and improve the business climate for producers across the country. However, they say Senator Grassley's bill misses the mark. They say the industry, from leading livestock economists to NCBA state affiliates, agrees that any legislative solution to increased price discovery must account for the unique dynamics within each geographic region. They say, as we have seen in other sectors, a one-size-fits-all government mandate rarely achieves the intended goal. NCBA goes on to say, per our grassroots policy, a voluntary approach first to increased negotiated trade is what they are supporting. If a voluntary approach is unsuccessful, the same policy provides guidance towards a legislative solution that more closely resembles Senator Fisher's Cattle Transparency Act. Voluntary, huh? On to other news. Now, fire up the grill on this one. The meat war continues. Apparently, it's continuing right now. Governor Kim Reynolds has declared April as Meat on the Table Month. Good for you to promote the Iowa beef meat producers' meats packed with wholesome and nutritious protein that play a critical role in combating hunger and fighting food insecurity throughout Iowa, America, and around the globe. Now, Reynolds' proclamation comes in response to a Meat Out proclamation we've talked about the last few weeks, brought on by Democratic Governor Jason Hollis. Good for you and Iowa declaring the whole month as a celebration of meat and meat products. Good for you again. Whole month, whole year should be meat in month. Now, in other news, rain is being received in some parts of the country, but drought continues across much of cattle country and into the western United States. Colorado-based ranch consultant Roy Roth says many of the cattle that he's seen are body condition scores 3 and 4, which is thinner than normal. We've talked about it a lot. Moving toward breeding season, he says this is likely going to affect breed back rates. Roth advised producers be cognizant of what's going on with your herd structure to ensure those that need extra feed resources are getting it. He says, but if feed is not available, do not keep young stock and yearling heifers in this drought environment right now. This is interesting. He says, here is a list of scenarios that experts say should be avoided at the time of drought. Number one, don't try to feed your way through a drought. Number two, don't treat your rangelands like a feedlot. I agree with that one. They say cut your losses. Number four, recognize hauling cattle to grass can be very expensive. Absolutely. Number five, they say don't get caught in, quote, sunk cost biases. Number six, they say don't guess yourself. Experts say that too many people have plans and they don't pull the trigger. And that is what is happening right now in our cow country news. Our Weigh 'Em Up Sale Barn Report is brought to you by Downtown Threads Oklahoma. Keep following us on Facebook and on Instagram at Ranch It Up Show for updates and details on our new swag line. And yes, some of you listening will be the proud recipients of the very first Ranch It Up gear. Boom! Our Sale Barn Report takes us to Mississippi the week prior to Easter. Okay, the week prior to Easter, this is a wrap-up of what they've had in Mississippi. They call this is all good stuff. They called feeder steers steady to $5 higher. The heifers, they sold $1 to $5 higher. The way-up cows, $1 to $5 higher. The way-up bulls, they called them steady. Here's our weight classes from Mississippi. Here we go. 4 to 4.5 weights at $1.50 to $1.75. 4.5 to 5 weights at $1.46 to $1.74. 5 to 5.5 weights at $1.30 to $1.70. 5.5 to 6 weights at $1.30 to $1.58. 6 to 6.5 weights at $1.24 to $1.48. And then 6.5 to 7 weights at $1.24 to $8.38. On the heifer side, the same weight ranges. 4 to 4.5 weight heifers in Mississippi at $1.22.5 to $1.49. 4.5 to 5 weights at $1.23 to $1.47. 5 to 5.5 weights at $1.18 to $1.41. 5.5 to 6 weight heifers at $1.13 to $1.36. 6 to 6.5 weights at $1.08 to $1.34. And then 6.5 to 7 weights in a light run at $1.06 to $1.22.5. The way up cows, they called them 40 to 73. The way up bulls, 56 to 96. Bred cows at 550 up to 1385. Bred heifers at 7.25 to 1150. And then pairs in Mississippi, 800 up to 16.25.
Tigger Tour 21.
From rodeos to cattle sales to conventions all across the land, follow me along the Tigger Tour 21, which is proudly sponsored by Medora Boot and Western Wear. Crew, you can just jump online to medoraboot.com. Tell them, yes, Tigger sent you. There's new footwear being highlighted pretty much every week, so make sure you go to medoraboot.com, or better yet, in addition to, like and follow them on Facebook, Medora Boot and Western Wear. Our next stop on the Tigger Tour 21 is Alva, Oklahoma for the JV Electric Bull Battle 5, Friday and Saturday night, April 9th and 10th at the Woods County Fairgrounds in Alva, Oklahoma. 40 of the top bull riders go head-to-head with some of the country's rankest bucking bull athletes. Oklahoma peeps, we'll see you all there. April 15th and 16th, managing the cow-calf business online and virtual instruction from the King Ranch Institute of Ranch Management. Having the right tools and correctly handling important decisions is critical to managing a cow-calf operation. Managerial decisions that involve number gathering and crunching, it can be overwhelming. I know that. Now, this lectureship provides fundamental skills used by successful ranch managers. You're going to learn by working through scenarios that include budgeting, determining stocking rate, and marketing calves, to managing labor, depreciation, and purchasing feed costs. This is a hybrid event, and it will be in person in Kingsville, Texas, and online through the Zoom platform. For more information, just go online into a search engine and type in KRIRAM, a King Ranch Institute of Ranch Management, or holler at me at the studio at 707-RANCH-20. DLCC Ranch's 29th Annual Production Sale, Saturday, April 17th, at the ranch in Piers, Minnesota. We're going to be selling South Devons, Poundmakers, and Navigators. For more information and learn how South Devon genetics can benefit your operation, just head to dlccranch.com. Now, up next, we're going to be talking South Devon cattle and the cattle battle. So, crew, we'll be right back.
Watch RFD TV anytime, anywhere, on all your connected devices with RFD TV Now. Simply go to watchrfdtv.com and sign up for just $9.99 a month, or save more and pay just $89.99 for the year. You can begin streaming RFD TV live right away and have access to your favorite shows 24/7 on demand. Go to watchrfdtv.com, sign up, and start streaming today.
Sold.
Want more dollars per head? Well, check this out. Sim Angus, I'll say it again. Sim Angus sired steer calves sold through Superior Livestock Auction last year earned more at sale time than all other calves for breeds with lots of 50 head or more. Kansas State University ran the data analysis of 394,900 head sold last year through Superior Livestock. So, do you want low-risk, high-potential calves with earning potential? Well, that is Simmental. More per head. Period. Everyone asks me, Tigger, where do you get your boots? What do you look for in boots? Well, for me, it's customer service and American-made boots and tack. Medora Boot and Western Wear takes care of everything I need. You can shop online at medoraboot.com or follow along Facebook and Instagram. Give Medora Boot and Western Wear a call and tell them Tigger sent you. Medora Boot and Western Wear, making boots great again. Hashtag Tigger approved. Today's Cattle Battle is brought to us by the American Simmental Association and the IGS Feeder Profit Calculator, the International Genetic Solutions Feeder Profit Calculator. Crew, it's free and it's fast. Add value to your calves with the IGS Feeder Profit Calculator. Let's get it on!
Cattle Battle.
Today we're talking a specific breed of cattle, South Devon. Now for this one, and for the promotion of this upcoming sale, we head to Piers, Minnesota, in the home of DLCC Ranch, a unique history of working with several breeds of cattle and then settling on South Devons. Lane Geis joins us now. You get this question, I would assume, many times when we start talking DLCC in South Devons. People are going to say, that's an old breed. Or people may say, that sounds like an old breed. I don't hear about South Devon cattle much anymore. Excuse me. So I'm just going to kind of turn the mic your way and let you talk about South Devon cattle. I want to know why. I want to know how. And I want to know where they work.
Yeah. No, that's a great question. And it's one that I get often when it comes to why South Devon. And the best way to kind of start to answer that question is, you know, my parents have often, they've been involved in multiple breeds of cattle. They've raised Angus and Keys and Solaire and they've Charolais especially. And they've managed a lot of different breeds of cattle, but they discovered South Devon in central Minnesota back in the 80s and fell in love with them. And so, you know, to answer the question if it's an old breed or, you know, where do they work and they've never heard of it. The breed itself it's an English breed of cattle and primarily, you know, is known for a maternal ability. They marble well. They've got some carcass quality. And historically, they would have improved growth and performance over Angus cattle. Now, that's obviously changed as, you know, modern beef production has adapted these cattle, you know, in different directions. But for the most part, the reason why we're raising South Devon cattle today is because, you know, this need that the commercial cattleman needs heterosis and needs crossbreeding to make their, you know, operations more profitable. And we see these South Devon cattle, especially South Devon composites, as kind of being the glue that kind of, you know, fits all of these different breeds together in a composite. And so we do a lot of, you know, hybrid development to make these, you know, ready to use F1, F2 crosses for crossbreeding and capturing some of that heterosis in these commercial herds. So.
Now, here's where I think things get a little bit difficult, and I hope it's okay. Lane, you and I are friends, so I can kind of pin you down here a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, when we are talking about South Devon compared to some of our more popular breeds, and I'm saying that with all due respect when I say more popular breeds or more common breeds, there is an enormous amount of data that those breeds have within their associations. And when we're talking about South Devon, in terms of numbers, it's a smaller breed. So how does DLCC Ranch in South Devon's, how do they compare in the exact same field, running the exact same race, when we have some of these other breeds that are backed by a lot of science, and we've got a lot of data, and we've got a lot of statistics to be able to take some of the emotion out of the breeding and buying decisions?
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's a great question. You know, and that's always historically, that's been one of the biggest struggles for South Devon cattle is we've got this divergent breed population that, you know, it fits a lot of areas of the industry, but how can you how can you make that claim, or how can you say that without data to back it up? We made the decision as a breed association to migrate to, you know, International Genetic Solutions as a breed partner there. So we're getting our EPDs calculated through IGS, and that's going to help us exponentially. You know, we're 1 year into it, but already, you know, we've got more powerful genetic predictions because we're leveraging the size of those databases to help predict and improve prediction on our soft dividend animals. And actually, one of the things that DLCC is doing as a family and as an operation is we're bringing in some of these high-use external breed sires into our production system. So we've used, you know, bulls like CLRS Guardian or a Simtal bull, or we've used Bub Southern Charm and Angus bull. We've used 9 Mile Franchise, right? We've used some of these high influential sires from these other breeds to bring these comparisons in-house, and so we can make those direct comparisons with our South Devon calves to these different sire groups. And so that's one of the things that we're doing as a family to leverage the power of data. But we've always believed in data capture. We've been doing AI since mid-90s, and we've been doing hip scoring and pelvic measurements, hip height, a whole host of different data, novel data collection techniques, in addition to our whole herd reporting with the South Devon Association for over 20 years. So we're doing everything in our power to do that. Now, there's still a lot of room for improvement on our end. And so, we're hoping in the next couple of years to incorporate genomics into our entire herd. So leveraging IGS and our commitment to data collection has always been our core strength when it comes to data on our South Devon cattle.
Where does South Devon fit the most? Have you seen where South Devon's worked the best if you've got a cow herd base that is like this, or if it's like this?
Sure. Yeah, no, that's a good question. We see a lot of our bulls go west. They do really well out west, and we've actually sold bulls to over 40 states in the continental U.S., and we've sold semen to Australians. So they're fairly adaptable cattle. As we look and we've seen, the reports on these bulls in these different states. Down in Arizona, we've got a volume buyer that buys, 5-10 bulls a year, and he loves them, right? So they're adaptable. We raise in central Minnesota, and sending bulls from Minnesota to Arizona sounds pretty odd, right? But no, they work just about anywhere in terms of, terrain and climate and environment. But, really where I'm seeing the best use for these South Devon cattle is in these composite developments. If you've got a commercial cow herd and you are largely Angus, Hereford crossed, and you're all English, one of our navigators, which would be a South Devon crossed with a continental sire, a navigator would work great in your operation because you're going to add an influx of continental influence as well as kind of binding the British carcass quality to your program, and you're still retaining a lot of the maternal characteristics that you're looking for. Now, if you're a Semangus breeder, you can use a South Devon Angus cross. We call those pound makers to incorporate into your herd. So there's a lot of versatility with what we're trying to do. We're trying to offer some flexibility to a lot of these different commercial guys. But really, these bulls are going to be crossbreeding specialists more than anything. So you're going to be kind of binding and gluing some of these different breed components together to make your composite cow.
One of the things that I truly, truly respect about DLCC Ranch, you and your dad and your family, there is a commitment to tradition, time-honored animal husbandry known facts of just being good stewards of the land and taking care of cows. But DLCC adds in, we're talking about genomics, we're talking about technology, you are talking about an enormous amount of data collection and capturing to try to help somebody like me make a decision. And I absolutely respect that you're trying to give as much information, as I said before, to take a little bit of that emotion out of the breeding and buying decisions.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Tigger. It's one of those things. We've done a tagline where we say we are, honoring tradition and embracing technology. And so we're kind of coupling this approach of making sure that we're remembering where we came from, but also keeping an eye on the future. So especially in a small breed like South Devon, that's pretty important.
Lane, thanks so much for the time. Now, the important stuff about the sale, get the pen and the piece of paper out. April 17th, the 29th annual sale at the ranch in Piers, Minnesota. You can view the sale book and videos at dlccranch.com. The sale will be broadcast live on superiorlivestock.com, where you can bid live online through their Superior Livestock's click-to-bid service. South Devon, Poundmaker, and Navigator Genetics, April 17th at the ranch in Piers, Minnesota. Up next, more market recaps. Crew, so go nowhere. Before bull sale season gets wrapped up this spring, consider South Devon Bulls and Genetics as the base to fit the needs of the commercial cattleman. And the place to purchase said genetics is from DLCC Ranch, Saturday, April 17th at the ranch in Piers, Minnesota. DLCC is extremely committed to science and has been gathering whole herd information for over two decades. For more information and to learn how South Devon Genetics can benefit your operation, head to dlccranch.com.
Get seen, get noticed. Be part of the Ranch It Up crew with the all-new Ranch It Up gear from Downtown Threads, Oklahoma. Limited edition jackets, pullovers, caps, just to name a few. Head over to our Facebook page to see the latest or mosey on over to the website, ranchitupshow.com. As Ticker says, be part of the crew. Show your Ranch It Up pride and get your gear today. Stay ranchy and ranch it up.
Y'all asked for swag, we're bringing swag.
You asked for it, you got it. Watch the Cowboy Channel anytime, anywhere with the Cowboy Channel Plus. Live stream the Cowboy Channel or watch your favorite PRCA rodeos on demand. Classic PRCA rodeos added weekly. Get the Cowboy Channel Plus for only $9.99 a month or save 25% by signing up for a full year. Visit CowboyChannelPlus.com to sign up and start streaming today.
Mark your calendars now to tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. If you're in the cattle business, the NCBA Trade Show has all of the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The 2021 show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. The NCBA Trade Show is more than just a trade show, it's an experience. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details. Dial in now, we hope to see you there.
Shaley Stewart with Cattle Market News and DTN. Shaley, let me just start out our market recap segment and wish you and yours a very happy Easter, by the way.
Ah, thank you. I love Easter, and I hope that you guys are celebrating too. Mm-hmm. And so thank you very much. Happy Easter to you guys as well.
And a perfect weekend. I say Easter is. It is a, in every way, shape, and form, it is a perfect weekend. And it's kind of perfect that we have the timing because markets were, well, more than decent. We had a win. You and I were talking about that off air. We got a win, and it's something to hang your hat on, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Tigger. And not because, you know, fat cattle got a win or because the board got a win or because feeder cattle got a win, but every sector of the cattle market last week saw gains. And so the entire industry had wins.
It's called a hat trick, I think, is what we got. It's a hat trick.
Yeah, exactly. So live cattle traded anywhere from a buck to two higher. Dressed cattle were 3 to 4 higher. Our slaughter continues to be aggressive. We're seeing phenomenal gains throughout the beef sector and beef demand. Choice was up $7 last week. Select was up $6.78 the week before. And feeder cattle were anywhere from $2 to $5 higher throughout the nation. But I mean, goodness, I was looking at Wyoming's weighted average, and anything under 700 pounds was $8 to $10 higher. So it's just a phenomenal week, and it's really exciting. Because, you know, a lot of us were pretty doom and gloom and wondering if we were going to get a cattle rally at all this spring. And here it is, my friend. So I just really hope that that as cattlemen, we continue to advocate for our livestock and this way of life and push this market while the opportunity is there. Because there are times when the grapes are ripe for the taking, and there are times when they're not. So when the market is showing us the opportunity to rally, we need to rally.
And I think it tells us, generally speaking, especially if we look at the last 4 or 5 years, Shaley, that you and I have been working together, we've said this year after year after year of positioning, if we can, positioning ourselves with our various different enterprises within the ranch to be able to, can we move at a certain time? And it goes without saying, is that the right way to say it? It goes without saying that we need to mention it, that we, I very much believe that we need to be in communication with our marketing team, because if we're out calving, or in your situation, getting ready for the bull sale and trying to market bulls, you don't want to miss this opportunity. So it's really nice to have some people on your side, on your team, that can give you a call and say, hey, this is what's going on. Maybe it's an opportunity to move some of those calves that we have maybe in the yards or that we're grazing. So I'm putting in a plug to be able to, A, be in a position, if we can be, to take advantage of these little bumps, and B, again, get our consultants and our team together.
Absolutely. And to have conversation. I mean, right now is the point in time. I mean, we've calved our cows out. We're getting ready to start thinking about branding. You need to be talking about how you're going to market your calves.
Yeah.
And you know what? Every year is different. You and I have talked about drought. We've talked about feed costs. We've talked about everything. Cattle demand, beef demand, both internationally and domestically. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We cannot just believe that because we market our calves in the fall the last 40 years, that that's the best way for us to do it moving forward. I just really stress the emphasis and the fact that we've got to look at different options and different ways. And some of the best ways to do that, because I know that's kind of a helpless plea, like, you know what, market your cattle different. And then you sit back and you say, well, how do I do that?
Right. Yeah.
You know what? Have conversations and it'll spark new ideas. Right. That's the way that you start.
You got it. Shaley Stewart, Cattle Market News and DTN. And you and I never, ever, ever run out of stuff to talk about. And I don't think we ever will. Hey, I'm going to say fairly well, because you've got bulls to market. You've got bulls to sell. You've got customers to take care of. As always, I appreciate it. And I look forward to talking with you next week.
Hey, my friend, thank you so much. I hope you guys have a great Easter. Chat later. Take care. And until next time.
I tip my hat to you from one legend to another.
And now my famous last words in the tip of the hat, brought to us by Ranch House Coffee. This goes out to all of you listeners out there, wherever you may be. Have a very, very happy Easter. And now a big thanks goes out to our guests, Lane Geis with the DLCC Ranch and Shaley Stewart with Cattle Market News and DTN. Our partners, the American Simmental Association, the IGS Feeder Profit Calculator, Circle S Ranch, Downtown Threads, Oklahoma, DLCC Ranch, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Ranch House Coffee, RFD TV, The Cowboy Channel, and Wrangler. And now, crew, so glad y'all are with me one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to like and follow us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com, and call me 24/7 in the studio at 707-RANCH20. Spread the good word and join us again next week. It's always Tigger approved. Stay ranchy and ranch it up.